This is the third small group discussion with J. Krishnamurti and Gushta, 1965.
Let's start all over again, sir, from a different area altogether.
Start simple. What were you having in mind, an area?
No. Sir, how does one set about bring about a different society, a different organized social relationship? Would that be worthwhile to discuss? Or is not worth it?
Well, I could try it.
Yeah, or is too worn, thread worn there.
That's a very hypothetical question.
I know, that's why I was hesitant asking it. Well, I'll just leave that.
Would you like to speak of meditation,
sir?
There was one point in what we were discussing last time which interested me about this noise. The noise, we were discussing the noise of the mind. And it seemed to me this was very similar to a kind of noise which can arise in radio receivers or amplifiers when the output is what is called fed back toward the input. You see, the amplifier is very sensitive. Ordinarily, it should be sensitive to the signal.
It's sensitive to everything.
Well, it's sensitive to whatever comes in.
Yes.
But what comes in is carefully tuned to an external signal, and therefore it amplifies. But if it turns out that, you see, then it's built up to a very high intensity. If it's turned out that some of the energy goes back to the input, then the thing goes around in a circle, makes noise, no longer serves as an amplifier.
And you can see on the correct impression.
As I was wondering if this noise is analogous to the noise of the mind, which also goes around in a circle.
I don't quite catch it.
Well,
perhaps if you talk in terms of the mind rather than...
Yes, you see, the analogy is to this, that there might be a place in the mind, let's say, which is very sensitive. So a very small thing will produce a big
noise,
a big result, which might have a useful function if this small thing, which is amplified, were something genuine. Then it would be sensitivity. But if the result of this amplification goes back to the sensitive point, then it will go around in a circle, building up.
Building, yes.
And this is actually very analogous to something that does happen in radios or in amplifiers. And that's
instead of picking up noise outside, they pick up their own noise.
Yes, they create their own noise instead of picking up a signal.
Uh-huh.
And then they broadcast their own noise.
Yes, that's right, which is meaningless.
The loudspeakers in the tent did that. Instead of broadcasting a speaker, before the speaker arrived there, the fact that they were tuned on, they broadcast their own being tuned on.
Exactly, it whistles. You see, the noise whistles. Of the speaker goes back to the microphone, which goes on to the speaker and back to the microphone, and it builds up in a whistle. Now, if you tried to make sense out of that whistle, you would be lost, you see, out of whatever noise it was, because it would not make sense.
Yes, quite.
And now I say there may be something similar in the mind, that it makes noise in this way, which has no sense. And we try by words to give it sense. We see, you could pick out something in that noise which resembled something that you knew, which would be false. You see, there is...
Are you using that analogy as a sort of endless continuation of the hum we were talking about?
Yes, it goes on and on.
Let go of that.
And we can't stop it. And at the same time, we try to find sense in it when it has no sense.
Yes, sir, I understand that, but would it be much more? I'm not...